As Australian barley and beef producers grapple with the fallout of a trade dispute with China, potato farmers are digging in for a potential fight with Europe. A decision by the European Union to heavily subsidise their potato growers during the pandemic has sparked concerns they'll soon flood Australia's market with frozen French fries. Gavin Coote reports.
New South Wales potato grower Jeff Moore has had plenty on his plate recently and was hoping for brighter times ahead.
We've had a drought the last couple of years. It's been very, very difficult. We were looking for a lot easier future in front of us. Now, all of a sudden, we've got the threat of imported product.
The threat he's referring to comes from Europe, which has about 2.6 million tonnes of excess potatoes, thanks to a slump in demand during the pandemic. The European Commission's decision to give a massive compensation package to horticulture and potato companies means they could soon be heading here in the form of frozen French fries. Jeff Moore, who's also a board member of the industry group AusVeg, is worried.
Our people here are the second highest users of French fries in the world, and we've been less affected with the virus for the frozen potato supply because we've got drive-through at McDonald's, you've got drive-through at your Kentucky and Hungry Jack's, so we've probably fared a little better than they don't have that over in Europe, and they're finding themselves in the predicament that it's really bringing the industry undone, and they're desperate to offload product wherever they can.
It's not just Australian potato growers who are nervous. AusVeg CEO James Whiteside warns it could cripple manufacturers.
The industry relies heavily on the support from the local manufacturers. They've all invested substantially in capital. They're all substantial employers in rural and regional areas. And they provide, and have for some time, an outlet for growers that are growing these products. And so if that market is eroded and we find that our domestic share is reduced, that'll have a huge impact on regional manufacturing and on the growers themselves. So there is a real concern that this is going to be a real issue for us.
He says the supply chain in Australia is already being hit by falls in the market price.
And we've also been hearing about how important it is to make sure we understand, simplify and shorten our critical supply chains. Reduce our reliance on imports, particularly for staple products. And so, we think it would be crazy if we had a scenario where we had profitable domestic manufacturing here in Australia undercut by imports at a time when we really need that manufacturing probably more than ever.
How confident are you that you can fight this?
Well, look, we can fight it. The question is, can we win to get a ban on these imports? This what we claim to be dump product will require a fair amount of evidence. So, but our intent is to collect that evidence and make that case.
And James Whiteside is hoping Aussie consumers will start checking where their French fries come from.
We get really good support from the supermarkets. So, product in the retail space is almost certainly going to be Australian product. But the challenge is that when you're having a bucket of chips at the footy, when we get back to the footy, it's very hard to look at the label of the bag those products were delivered to the footy ground in.
In a statement, a spokesperson for the Trade Minister, Simon Birmingham, says the government is not aware of any compelling evidence to back up the dumping claims, but is continuing talks with AusVeg.
Gavin Coote reporting there. Well, we've heard a lot this week about the trade tensions between Australia and China, and now some power plants in China have reportedly been ordered not to take Australian coal shipments. It's not clear whether it's an attempt to boost domestic demand or to further punish Australia for pushing for an international investigation into the coronavirus pandemic. Whatever the motive, the Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack has told News Breakfast he's worried.
Of course we're concerned. Of course we're very concerned by it. But we have a two-way relationship with China. China needs Australia as much as Australia needs China, and we want to make sure that whatever we do is in a careful and considered way. That's why I know Simon Birmingham and our Department of Foreign Affairs and trade officials are working very closely with our Chinese friends and diplomats, and making sure that we work through this.
That's the Deputy Prime Minister, Michael McCormack.